This is part two from Quentin from Body Mind Yoga of the second class. Come to standing, please. Move your body up and find a comfortable standing space. Do what you need to do once you come up into this place. Adjust things if things need to be adjusted. Stand in a balanced way, feeling the feet connecting to the ground. And any tension in your body. So once more, being deliberately open to paying attention to yourself in the standing position with eyes open if you feel to, so in the visual field, or eyes closed if you're happy to move into that space. Listening to the natural sounds around, feeling the sensations of your body and the activity of your mind. Really being a quality of being present to the flow of moments, moment to moment. And the breath that always is being breathed can always be utilized. Not the imaginary breath, not the future breath, not a past breath, but this moment and this breath that's never been breathed before. We're going to open the eyes if they're closed and start to work a little bit into the arms and fingers and wrist. And we'll do that by letting the arms firstly be by your sides. And then if the conditions are good to do so, start to gently shake the hands. Shaking the hands, the wrists, shaking the arms really. So you can just keep the arms down by a little light shaking. Maybe there's sounds or sensations in the thumbs or wrists, elbows or upper arms, sort of just shaking. If you want to make it a bit more vigorous, bend the elbows, but still shake the arms, shake the wrists and the fingers as well. Shaking. Or go a little bit more chaotic, lift the arms up out to the sides or above you, shake them in directions of a bit of chaos, so up and down, round, fast or slow. Or does it feel best just to leave those arms by the sides and shake in a softer way? What's your body offering to you? Remembering to use the living feedback as the place to connect to. Using the instructions as a guide and using the movements to feel better in your body, not aggravating or niggling things. Feel the heart rate perhaps lifting. Breath rate, lifting. Or does the breath stay very much in its normal routine? Shaking, moving, getting a bit of blood flow, stimulating. When you've had enough of the movement, once more allow the arms to come down to wherever down happens to be in, letting the arms drop down by the sides and offering again your attention to what's there in the arms and body now. Any sort of stronger sensations, clearer sensations, or very much the same sort of sensations. And then we're going to go still work with the arms and shoulders a little bit. Let's focus on the right arm right now. Can you, if that right shoulder's okay, bring attention to that right hand and stretch the right hand up towards the ceiling. Sort of reach it up as if you're reaching for an imaginary light bulb on the ceiling. Stretch the arm up. Stretch, stretch, stretch. If you can, straighten and stretch so that shoulder gets a lift. You can feel some tension in your neck. Shoulder, chest, that right side of the chest and rib cage and waist. And if you're okay, even tipping a little bit more weight onto that right leg and still reaching, reaching, reaching up with that right hand. Reaching and stretching, even presenting the right palm up towards the ceiling as well, getting a bit of a stretch through the wrist there. Activating, stretching, lengthening, maybe bringing a bit of heat into the body or shaking. And if your neck is okay, even taking a casual look up towards that right arm that's stretched up to the ceiling. Now, even though that right arm's active and reaching, you could also broaden your attention to what the left shoulder and left arm and other parts of the body are doing, and seeing if you can allow those parts to be in more of a softer place, letting them be there. Focusing on stretching the right arm up, but letting the left shoulder and left arm soften. When you're ready, take a nice deep breath in, and really with care and with attention, gently start to lower that right arm down, but being present to how it does come down. Now, some of you might want to just bring the arm down and all of a sudden, bang, goes it right down. Others might take a little bit more time to slowly connect to the sensations of moving the elbow and the arm down until you find that point of letting go, when the right arm no longer needs the tension or feels the tension, it just drops. And then when that happens, again, you could take a breath or immediately switch into lifting that left arm or the other side. Left arm stretching and reaching up towards the sky. Left hand, open the fingers, splay the webbing between the fingers, reaching up through the elbow and shoulder. Taking some deeper breaths, feeling rib cage, waist, hip. Remembering you're standing and you're reaching up with that left arm and even shifting a little bit more weight onto the left leg. So leaning a little bit more onto that left leg as that left arm goes up. Again, you can go from side to side now in your own speed. Or does it feel good to pause up there? Take lots of attention to feeling the subtleties of where you are and maybe a sense of appreciation of your body at the same time. Taking some conscious breaths, lowering down with attention if you haven't done already. Being in your body, noticing the activity of your mind perhaps, and using your body as a real place to focus on, swapping sides, going in your own time, one arm staying down, one arm being limp if you can, but the other arm stretching up. As it stretches up, if you choose to, once more lean or tip a little bit of weight more onto that side. And again, if you in the up stretch, you might turn your head a little bit up towards that hand or not. Remember, it's just options, no requirements. Listening to your breathing and body, side to side. There's quite a noticeable difference in the qualities of each arm and each shoulder. Or are you feeling quite symmetrical or balanced? Just noting these things, you don't need to force your body to be the same on each side. It's quite normal to have differences. And wherever you are, right now in the moment, would you once more find a way to bring some care and lowering and letting the arms come back down? Until once more they just hang by the sides, they stop. Letting the arms down till they just dangle by the sides. Bring both hands onto the hips, connect the hands to the hips, take the feet a little bit wider apart. So you could be, 40, 50 centimeters apart, a bit wider if some of you prefer, or feet together. Just a bit of space between the feet. And we'll do some hip circles now. So connecting the hands to the hips and rolling the hips out, say to the right side a little bit. So tipping the hips out to the right, rolling the belly and the hips a little forward in space, and then around to the left side and back. So drawing circles with the pelvis and body, circling, moving the hips and pelvis, feeling belly, feeling knees, feeling body as you move the body deliberately with a sense of care, if you can remember not to fight your body, but flowing in circles, pelvic circles, but moving the whole body. The head could stay fairly stationary for some of us. And for other people, they really like to roll the head in opposite directions to the hips. So what feels more natural for you? Mainly circling the hips. Could be golf ball size circles, could be basketball size circles, could be quite huge circles, really. Working it out for yourself. Taking care and taking your own authority with yourself, because it just so happens to be your body. Caretaker. Change direction. Change the flow of direction. Rolling around the other way, hands on the hips. If you prefer to take the hands off the hips and just draw circles without the hips, you could feel into the leg qualities, being present to the feet on the ground, the weight moving a little bit around those feet, even though the feet aren't moving. The body's moving. Even deliberately taking a breath as you swing over one hip, as you travel around that hip, taking a breath in there. And then as you roll around the other hip, breathing out more around that side. So deliberately, if it feels right, bringing the breath in, inhaling over one hip, breathing out the other. Again, finding a rhythm, whether it's slow, controlled, or fast. Again, coming into a little bit of a softer movement back to center, arriving back into that middle place, taking some moments to find the middle. And again, once you're in that center, would you take the feet again wider apart? So really taking the feet quite wide. So both feet pointing in the same direction, straight out from you. Feet wide as feels right for you, so it shouldn't be any pain, but wide apart. And bring the hands onto the hips or even to thighs or knees. And let's do a little bend of one knee. So deliberately, say, let's bend the right knee. Bending that right knee a little bit, shifting a little bit of weight onto that side. Rolling the body back through center and then feeling the qualities. Bending that left knee, left thigh. So one leg sort of stays straight as you sort of lean a little bit more onto the other side and bend the knee. Side to side, through the middle, of course. Now, next time you happen to be bending that left knee, so you're sort of leaning a little bit more onto that left knee, you're bending the left knee, the right leg stays straight. And can you lift that right arm up now and take it sort of up and over you a little bit? So your right leg straight, you're leaning over to the left, that right arm lifts up out to the front of you, so it can be out to the front. If your shoulder's fine, take the arm right over your head, right over, so there could almost be a line from that right ankle to right hip to right shoulder to right hand, so you can sort of reach over there, again just softly, taking your time, or strongly, flow back, that arm come back down, and go across to the other side, shifting the weight over, bending that right knee a little bit more now. And if it feels best not to lift the arm up on this side, then don't do that. Or can you bend that right knee, shift a little bit of that left arm up and over, so the right arm can come near the right ear, or the left arm near the left ear. And stretching, opening fingers. So sort of compressing that right rib cage a little bit, left side of the body lengthened. You can feel the left side of the rib cage open, left waist. And again, when you feel to, once you've got the movement, going from side to side, changing sides. Either keeping the hands on the hips or thighs or knees, or keeping one hand on one knee as the other arm goes up and over you and across. And as it goes across, you might even vary where you take that arm. Sometimes it could be high and across, or a little bit sort of medium level across, sort of level with the chest, or taking it across and down towards the foot on the opposite side even. So you can have a little bit of a play of where you take that arm across you, those of you that are taking it across, and finding your way. Is it good to hold when you go across, or good to just flow across, flow back, swap from side to side? Remembering to focus on moving with a way of connecting to your body in a kind way, so kindness first. Again, finding your way when you can back into that middle place, back into the center, moving the arms into a softer side, walking the feet back a bit closer to each other, coming back to stand still, or a relative standstill. And opening to the living feedback when we stop moving. What is moving? Is there more movement in the shoulders now, even when we stop moving? Was the breath fast or slow? You're thinking about lots of things, or your mind a little bit in a quieter mode now. Just paying attention to life in the ears, in the eyes. How do you feel? Making a space to be back in the middle, this moment. And breathing, taking a deliberate breath in, letting the belly expand a little bit, and allowing the body to be as you breathe out, not forcing the breath out in any way, but taking some deliberate inhales, more conscious inhales in through the nose, filling the belly up, filling the chest up. And the out breath can be really like a letting go, letting the body just flow the out breath out in its own rate and time. Maybe there's even the sound to your breathing, or maybe your breathing's quiet. Again, take again some moments to be present to the visual field. Open the eyes again. If the eyes are already open, pay attention to what is in your vision. What are you looking at? Now we're going to do a little bit more of a leg movement. So would you take a big step forward with that right foot, right leg. Right foot steps forward. The left foot can stay where it is. And so as that right leg goes forward, you just claim the ground with that right foot. So you feel the connection. Now, if you want to make it stronger, wriggle that right foot further forward. And if you want to make it easier, wriggle that right foot a little bit closer back to the left foot. But right leg goes forward. And in this position, we're just going to bend that right knee now. So if you can bend the knee, look down at that right knee, sort of letting that right knee track in line with the right foot. That would be a good alignment place if you were to look at that right knee and right foot, just mechanically. Bending the right knee, straightening it, just feeling what the qualities are like. And if you can, bend the right knee and let it stay bent. Left leg straight, left leg. And it brings some energy into the quality of those legs. And being on the ground, right knee bent, bending the knee as much as you feel to. So a bit of a quad stretch. You can feel the tension in the right quad and right buttock. And the arms, again, if you can, let's lift both arms this time. So if your shoulders are fine, flow both arms up, right up to the sky, right up. And those that want to can have a little bit more of a softer shoulder action, letting the shoulders just soften, even the arms are up. Or if you already really want to go for it, open the fingers, stretch the arms as intensely or as strongly as feels right. Open the fingers so that right foot's right forward, the right knee's bent, the arms are up, or using the option of hands on the hips or one arm even. So remembering you can modify, it's not a problem. Choosing the option that's right. Normally we look forward here, so looking forward. Those of you that can or choose to, if you want to make it a bit stronger, look up towards the hands or in between the hands. Even bringing the hands together, as some like to do. So working the body a little bit. You could soften the belly or even pull the belly in. Feeling the breath, arms, shakiness, tension. Again, gently with a bit of care, what's it like to lower the arms gradually? Or have you already done it in a sudden motion? With some attention to lowering the arms, straightening that right leg, and stepping that right foot back to the left foot, coming back to neutral. And then stepping big step forward with that left leg, or medium step. So the left leg's forward and the right leg's back. And that left foot's just pointing forward. And just turn that right foot out a little bit, sort of 45 degrees. So the hips and the shoulders are facing forward, still facing forward. Left leg's out to the front. Bending that left knee. Could be just a little bend or quite a strong bend. Again, arms up, going up towards the sky. Or using the option of hands on hips or soft arms. Warrior position. Listening, being there, opening, working as strongly, as softly as you like. You can always come out of poses. You don't need to wait for me to suggest to come out. You can bend and straighten that left knee, or just keep it bent and sink it a little bit deeper into the pose. Breathing into the belly if you can. Breathing into the tension if you can. Feeling the tension, meeting the tension in the moment, the intense moment, the soft moment, this moment. Again, when you can, deliberately, intentionally, carefully, awareness, and bringing things back, arms, bringing that left leg back, wriggling it back, moving it back, so both feet back together, feet hip width apart, and then from this position, again coming back into that middle place, arriving back. And so you're standing upright, not too tense, not pushing anything out or pulling anything in. More just again opening for a space to be. And to breathe. Breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in. Breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out. And when you can, I'm going to do some forward bending now from this standing position. So feet hip width apart. That's the general spacing. Could be wider, could be closer. You decide for yourself. And then sort of looking down towards the floor with the eyes, letting the head just drop down a little bit. And then letting the body roll down, hands and arms and forward, going into a forward bend, ragdolling the body down. So the arms might go to the knees or to the shins or to the feet, but curling down, the legs are a little bent, so protecting your back, and you're just rolling down into a forward bend. And again, if you can, taking some moments to feel the tension in the back, the glutes and the backs of the legs, sort of hanging down, standing, yet hanging down from the waist. And when it's good to bend the knees a little bit more, and if you can, pull the tummy in. If the back's really tight, use the hands to help yourself up, roll your body back up. Roll and just gradually come up again, maybe a faster way. Connect the hands again to your hips once you come all the way up. Both hands on hips. And then if you can, roll the hips forward. Forward. And if the neck's really okay with it, tipping the face up a little bit. Just exploring, moving the pelvis and the belly and the chest forward. Sort of bending forward a little bit. And then again, finding back into middle zone, back into softer standing position, releasing the hands, again away from hips, tipping the head back down, and taking some moments to go back down into the forward bend. And that's the action I'd like you to repeat. That's the action to explore, exploring in the legs, exploring in the belly, exploring where your mind is right now. Being alive to this life in the moment, moving your body deliberately up and down. When you come up, if your shoulders are good instead of the hands on the hips, you could flow the hands up towards the sky again. So taking both arms up, looking up, and then swing the body down, swing the arms and the head and the chest down. So if you prefer to swing the body up and down, which is a lot more vigorous and demanding for the body, and some bodies are totally fine with a little bit of a more demanding action, and other bodies are not so. It's not so right to choose that option. Remembering not the option you'd like to be able to do, but the option that is safe and useful and beneficial for you to do. So moving. Or you could come to standstill and just leave this out. Do your own movement. Remembering, take care by being aware. Swinging up and down, or gradually, slowly, carefully navigating the down and up, up and down. Breath changing, body changing. Those of that you really are quite used to it, and maybe you've already gone there, just hanging from the waist is a good option here. If you don't want to go up and down anymore or feel better just to hang down in this forward bend, flopping down, taking a bit of a space to see what's there, forward hanging bend. The weight on the legs. Can really release the shoulders, shoulder blades, the head, neck can be quite heavy if you're staying down, even giving your head a little bit of a shake. And some people prefer, when they're in this, if you've chosen to stay down, to sway the hips quite leisurely from side to side, letting one knee bend a little bit as the hips sway, and then roll across to the other side, swaying from side to side. If you can take some deeper breaths, that also would be useful. Taking some deeper, more conscious breaths, letting out any tension as you breathe out. Out through the mouth sometimes can be quite nice, out through the nose. Again, once more, take some moments to find where center is for you. And if you're in the down position, bend the knees and open the eyes and stack your body up vertebra by vertebra, coming up in a way that you're present to the tension. It can be quite a strong action coming out of a forward bend. Bringing yourself all the way back up to standing. And once you're up to standing, would you come down to a sitting position, please? Sitting on your mat. It can be sitting cross-legged, sitting with the legs out to the front if that's a more practical position for you, less painful or uncomfortable, but sitting on the mat, cross-legged, kneeling even, legs out to the front, or your own variation where you know that you can sit. And sit in a space that dignifies, that's a bit more dignifying or upright and open. So letting the head balance on the shoulders a little bit. And sort of settling into what the feet have to say and ankles, what the knees are communicating in the back. And if you know that sitting's a bit more uncomfortable for you, you can do this next movement lying down as well. So if you are sitting, feel the sit bones, the buttocks. And then we're going to bring that right hand. We're going to do some twists here. So the right hand, can you take your right hand behind you and onto the ground? So sort of take it behind you as far as you can, but onto the ground. So we're going to do a bit of a twist. And that left hand, so the right hand's going behind you and onto the ground, sort of near the spine. Tenting the fingers, right hand down, left hand going across onto that right knee or across you. Sort of lifting up through the chest a little bit, not slouching but lifting. Turning the head if the neck's fine to that right side. Just explore turning the head and pausing here. So turning and feeling the tension in left side of the neck and shoulder. Shoulder blades, rib cage, twisting a bit firmer if you want to. Breathing down into the belly. And then letting that side fade, dissolve, and switching sides. So this time, feeling what it's like to bring that left hand behind you and onto the ground. If you can, so left hand onto the ground behind you, or even the left hand on the left hip. But the right hand goes across you, right hand across onto that left knee. And softly letting the shoulders find a little bit of down. They tend to tense up here, so being mindful of letting the shoulders down. But turning the head to the left if you can, a bit of a twist over there. Turning. Tension being made, no doubt. And alive to that tension, how are you handling that tension, how you're working with that tension, what's your relationship to the tension, and make sure it's easily to be there, not too relaxing, not too tensing, but somewhere you can manage breathing. Again, you go from side to side now, twisting one side to the other side, or just pausing at the side. If you do pause at the side, it can be quite nice to keep the arms and hands in this twisting arrangement, just setting the arms down. And then a little bit of turning the head. So the body's still, except for turning the head a little bit from side to side, as if you're watching a tennis match in slow motion. Soften a little bit through the face, perhaps. If you've set the twist and turning the head, or do you prefer just to twist from one side to the other side? Finding your way with your body. Again, wherever you are in the moment, just checking in there, checking, and then relieving the tension, dissolving what's it like to come away from that space if you haven't done already. Slide both of the legs long out in front of you, both legs sliding out, so you're sitting and the legs are out right in front of you. You can bend the knees if that feels best for you, but legs can also be straight, legs extended. And have a flop forward, so tip your body forward, your head and your chest, and let the hands come onto those legs. And if you can, slide the hands down the legs to knees, to shin, to feet, wherever the hands can naturally go to. And you might bring a conscious attention to non-striving here, which is interesting to operate from, sliding into a forward bend, but sort of as if you're trying to have a bit of a snooze here, which would be highly unlikely because the legs are got a lot of tension in the back, and there's tension in your pelvis and belly, shoulders even. So forward bending, staying in the bend if you can now, reaching down and settling in, coming home into this space, Paschimottanasana, forward bend. And perhaps letting the face relax, feeling any tension that doesn't need to be in the face. There'll be tension in the back, that's for sure, and buttocks and behind the knees. If it's easy, switch those feet on now. Turn the feet a little bit up towards the sky deliberately. Take it. Stay here and take some deeper breaths. Slower breathing down, letting go on the out breath, not trying to let go, just seeing what your body does as you breathe out. The letting go happens all by itself. Take over in the in breath, breathing into the legs, and breathing out, softening down, softening in. Again, would you leave, come away, or stay here? So if you like this position, if you can handle this position, I want to stay for a little longer. Otherwise, unravel, let everything out, and come all the way back down onto the back, please. Let yourself come back onto your mat, lie yourself down. Feel the sensations of letting the body come again back onto the back of, onto the mat, legs long, Shavasana, arms a little out from the sides, letting the feet flop, letting the body go, or your own position, of course. Making friends with lying down for a few moments. Maybe feeling any after effect from those positions in the back or the knees or places in the body that are calling your attention right now. So awake to life, intense or soft. And if there's any other movement you want to do before we go to the relaxation, this would be the time for you to do your own movement. That could be just bending the knees up over the chest, holding on to each knee if this is an option that you like. Holding, so it can be quite nice to bend both knees up over the chest and hold on or connect the hands to those knees. Open the knees a little bit wider and have a bit of a rock from side to side. It'd be nice sometimes just to massage the back, check in with it. Or your own particular movement before we go to the relaxation. Or maybe you've just chosen to settle into Shavasana and not doing any movements, which is absolutely fine. or stronger options, working your body, doing your own movement now. Another 10 seconds. And then we'll leave the action and deliberately come into our relaxation position and preparing for meditation. So if you need to grab anything or grab a drink of water, or just things that need to be done to make the meditation space, you can lie down on your back, of course, where you're at, or sit on a chair, or lie on your side, some place that you know that facilitates a little bit of a letting go in your body. Shavasana, semi-supine, knees bent, feet flat, options. Just finding a position now. Settling in, adjusting, rustling, tinkering. Head, neck, spine, and straight. Close your eyes if you're happy to close them, or have a soft gaze, keeping the eyes open. And take some moments to feel the space of your body, your posture. It's connecting to the ground. If you can feel gravity, the weight. Close on your body. Any air passing over you. Take again some moments to feel your natural breathing. Body always breathing at some rate. As you breathe in, just mentally now to yourself, say in. And as you breathe out, mentally to yourself, say out. And if you want to take some deeper breaths here and there, that's really fine with this practice. So, but just floating your attention to the waves of your breathing. Ideally, you just let the breath ebb and flow. So tuning into your breathing wherever you can feel the breath in the nose or the throat, chest or belly. And this is an open practice, so it can go for as long as you like. Taking care to focus on your breathing for 5 or 10 minutes. Natural breathing. Spontaneous breathing. In with the in-breath and out with the out-breath. Give yourself 5 or 10 minutes with this practice. Or longer, just sitting inside your body, making this time for yourself to feel your breath come and go. Not minding your mind moving away from your breathing, but just following your breath, listening to your breathing as it does its thing. Feeling the flavor of your breathing, whether it's shallow or deep, comfortable or uncomfortable breathing. Focusing on the quality of your breath each time you breathe. Right in the space, this breath, the only breath. Of course, there are sounds that you can hear coming into the environment, and let yourself hear them. And there's body sensations that will come, and let yourself feel them. When you find yourself thinking, this is not a problem, this is not an error, there's nothing to be avoided here. Your goal in this relaxation is to once more find this breath and come back to it, whether you're breathing in or out. riding the waves of your breathing. And staying with one place, so if you choose to feel breathing in the nostrils, this is the place you come back to. Or if you choose to feel the breath in the chest, use that place over and over and again to come back to. Or the belly. One place to come back to. Remembering you can deepen your breath when you want to, but then occasionally just letting the breath be natural. Letting yourself be natural. In with the in-breath. Out with the out-breath. Be open like the sky. Be open. Feel each breath as best as you can, not giving yourself a hard time. No need to predict what's going to happen now, or to fantasize what you think should happen. Maybe your mind goes into the past, not a problem. You just retrieve it again. Come back to your body here, in this room, in this moment. And begin again. The quality of patience, non-striving, and alive to life through awareness of breathing in with the in-breath and out with the out-breath. It's okay for you to drift away to other things, other places, other times, other spaces, and then naturally just come back to breathing again. Letting your breath just flow in, turn around and go back out again. Noticing the spaces between breathing, your feelings and your thoughts and life. Take some moments now to appreciate yourself. Bring a quality of appreciation or gratitude to yourself and your life and what's happening in your life, regardless of the circumstances. A bit of appreciation, awareness of life, and you in this life, whatever this life is offering to you. Appreciation that you've taken the time and the effort to look after your well-being by showing up on the mat to your mind and body. And thank you for your practice today. Namaste.